I'm fascinated by people who just have to take an idea and run with it. They can't let it go until it's a reality. The artists, the designers, the authors, the entrepreneurs, the creators, these are the stories about what happens when you decide to make your own way. I'm Franklin Taggart. Welcome. I'm glad to welcome today Jenny Milner, mixed media artist, metalsmith, and muralist. Hello, everybody. I'm Franklin Taggart, and this is another edition of Make Your Own Way. And the interview today is going to be with a good friend of mine, Jenny Milner, who I've known now for about, 5 years? We met at a Creative Capital workshop in Fort Collins about, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And I've been a big fan of her work ever since. And we've got a lot to talk about today, and we'll just dive right in. Jenny, tell us a little bit about, first of all, you've been an artist for a long time. You're one of the people that I know, one of the few people I know that's actually been at it most of your life. And if you could talk a little bit about how you got started on that path, I think that would be a good place to start.
Oh, sure. So, I did get started a long time ago. There's two good places to start. One is when I went to CSU and tried to be a vet. but I had gone to a high school that allowed me to take 4 years of photography as a science.
Oh, cool. And,
the vet school was not having it. no biology, no chemistry, no zoology. I had taken no science classes, really. I had only done darkroom things. So I took a lot. I was actually at CSU for almost 8 years.
Oh, okay.
Partly because I had to take that biology class 3 times before I really figured out that, the art department finally said, you've taken a lot of art classes. You could actually probably graduate if you want.
And wow.
We don't have you on our radar, but we should have you in our system. So I majors and I graduated a year later.
Okay. Very good.
The second good place to start would be when I, my dad committed suicide when I was 9.
Okay.
And I went to art therapy. And so I started drawing. So I'm a prolific drawer. It's one of the things that I do as meditation, relaxation. So
did you ever
sleeping anyway?
Just in the last couple of weeks, you made a video of you drawing some of the things for the mural that we'll be talking about in a little while. And did you post that on your Facebook page or on the JC Milner Facebook page?
It's on Instagram and under JC Milner Metalworks and on Facebook also.
So that was very cool. It's just you drawing some of the concept from the mural, and I thought that was very cool. But that's an example of the type of drawing that you do constantly.
Yeah.
And one of the things that was really funny when we met last week, you had made a list and you'd created a big one-page doodle of the whole list, but it was really awesome.
I wish I had. I could show you.
Well, maybe you can take a picture of it and fire a copy of it, and I'll put it up online.
Okay.
So you moved into art, kind of secondarily, it sounds like, then when you were in college and you got your degree and you found your way into metalsmithing. How did that happen?
Metalsmithing is one of the things I did. I had to take a painting class that I didn't want to take that same professor again.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to take a metalsmithing class. And that was my last year finishing up, was the fact that I wanted to get my degree in metalsmithing. So I took I think it was 3 classes I had to take to get my degree in metalsmithing.
Mm-hmm.
I really did it because I wanted a job. I wanted to be able to get a job out of college or apprentice with somebody. And I didn't know anybody who was painting. So I did that. I did the metalsmithing instead. And I had friends in the metalsmithing department who were part of this community called the Colorado Metalsmithing Association.
Of which you're now the president.
I'm the president right now. I got elected because I went and had coffee and I came back to clapping and they had elected me president. So that's how that works. Be careful when you leave meetings.
Oh yeah, I know that one.
But I've been with them for 20 years. So it was a real easy community for me to fit into. And I've been going to the conferences and helping them plan the conferences for years.
Now, in addition to that, you do some paintings, small paintings that are 3D. How did that get started for you?
Well, I've always had this idea of a ledge with community, like of houses on it. And I didn't have the tools until I moved into Artworks October 2016, a year ago. And I didn't have the you know, as a metalsmith, there's quite a huge investment in tools at first. And so I made that investment, and it was hard for me to decide to buy more tools to do this other thing that would have required a table saw, a bandsaw, a belt sander, and a lot more space. So I moved into Artworks, and right next door to Artworks is Loveland Creator Space. So I'm able to do a lot of the wood sculptures that I've always wanted to do, but didn't have the tools for.
Yeah.
It's kind of bringing, so I'm painting really big and then cutting the paintings apart. So the little communities of houses are different paintings from different places.
Okay.
So they're very different.
And they're very cool. Very cool. And in addition to that, you've done a variety of other collaborative things. In the most recent year, you've done a mural at the Denver Museum of Art.
Yes, the Denver Museum. They hired me to do kind of a public project where I was present through a party. So for 5 days up to the party, I painted the mural on the wall. And then it was called the Afterglow. It was part of their yearly fundraiser. And they had a dinner, an auction, and then everybody came upstairs to the seventh floor of the Denver Art Museum, which incidentally is a floor that they've never used.
Oh, wow.
Because they never had the funding to renovate. And so this was their last push to renovate, to raise funds to renovate that seventh floor. So I was able to paint actually on the wall.
Wow.
On four walls. And then the patrons who came to play got to paint. So they did sort of a color by number painting that night.
Yeah.
And they raised $450,000 that night.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, will your mural be up there for as long as they keep it, or?
Well, that's sad. It's actually, it's already gone because they're renovating.
All right.
So that wall has been destroyed.
It's already been painted over or cut, you know, torn down altogether. Oh, sad.
Yeah, I think they're torn down. I know.
So all you have now is pictures. Yeah. Well, we'll make sure to share some of the photos here. What a bummer to have all that work just be so temporary.
Yeah, you know, for me, it's really, I probably wouldn't have done a paint by number had I known it was going to be there forever.
Yeah.
Only because it was, you should, well, I'll send you a picture so you can pop it up of the wall.
Yeah.
It was like you've never seen before. They painted all over the place.
Oh, did they?
So it turned into a huge mess actually in the end, but yeah, it was a lot of fun. It took it way further than I ever imagined.
Yeah. Well, that's really cool that you had the opportunity. And moving on, I'm curious, first of all, where can people find you and where can they find your work? What different places? I know that you keep your studio at Artworks. So
my studio's at Artworks Public, so you can come in anytime between, I think we're open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Okay.
And always find me those days. That's when the galleries are open. But Friday in Loveland, we always do Night on the Town. And I always try to make it. So there's 28 different artists in the studio. Come always see me there. my work isn't always in the studio though, because I work in groupings and then I ship them out. So it just depends on which Friday you arrive. I may not have a whole lot to show. But I send my work to a couple of galleries. One is Abbey Lane in Creed, Colorado. They're a summer gallery. So they're about almost at the end of their season. So whatever she doesn't sell over the summer, she sends back and closes her shop. And then I send her new work again in the spring. Mm-hmm. And Wadu in Fort Collins. Wadu is right on College. They have wall sculptures and my jewelry. Mm-hmm. And Chemers Gallery in Orange County is a gallery I've had for about 10 years. And she has evolved with me. So she's sold my jewelry for 9 years. And now she's selling my wall sculptures. And she's selling them like crazy. And then Outnumbered Gallery in Littleton has jewelry. And in fact, they have my entire collection of rings. They have almost every ring I've ever made. And so if you need a ring and you want to try them all on, they're down there.
Okay.
And then, gosh, I don't want to miss anybody. I show periodically at a gallery in Salida called Culture Clash.
Mm-hmm.
And another little gallery in Salida, we do a competition every year called Studio 150.
Okay.
And I know I'm going to miss one.
I'm kind of curious. You've named off several galleries. And before we go too far, I want to also mention Artworks Loveland is at, what's the address?
310 North Railroad.
And that's in Loveland, Colorado. And we'll have contact information for all the other galleries that she named. But I also wanted to mention that it was a little bit garbled, but the second Friday of every month is Night on the Town. And I wanted to make sure that was clear to everybody. I'm kind of curious, if you were to be giving advice to a younger artist, how did you cultivate the relationships with the galleries that you are represented at?
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of them were word of mouth from my Metalsmithing Association. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of being part of a community. My work is always about communities.
Mm-hmm.
But it really has helped me a lot to be part of the Metalsmithing Association, because we get together and we do network and learn, get together and talk about, you know, what we're doing next. And you know, if somebody's looking for a gallery, we'll tell them, oh, you might contact this person. And then, you know, we share the contact information of the gallery. I did do a wholesale show in Philadelphia. I did the Buyer's Market of American Craft. Mm-hmm. For 3 years. And that's how I met the gallery in California. And I also had one in Seaside, Florida. And another one in Maine. And as my work has evolved, we've changed our relationship. But that was a really good idea too, to go to the wholesale gallery, because then the galleries come and shop and there's no retail. So you're selling in bulk, which is nice. That's changing a little bit for new artists. I know a lot of jewelry artists are doing outdoor shows and are having a lot of great success doing that.
Yeah.
I never liked them. So
you didn't like the shows?
I didn't like them. I like to paint outside, but I want to sit in a tent outside all day.
Fair enough. if you were mentoring a younger artist, what would you tell them about creating income streams? Like, how would you tell them to start looking for ways to make money at their art?
You know, start really close to home. You know, really make a good list of people who support you no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And let those people know what you're doing all the time. And, you know, this is in hindsight, I'm giving you this advice because I didn't take this advice when I was young. I didn't understand it until now. And I have friends who have known since I was a kid that are asking me, why didn't you send me that information? And, you know, that it's really important to keep those people in the loop and, you know, just update them on where you're going and what you're doing. And they're the ones that they might not buy everything that you have to sell, but they're going to talk about you like you're the most important person in the world. So keeping those guys, just knowing what you're doing, is really, it's so simple. Mm-hmm. Simple. I wish I'd done more of it when I was, just starting out. When your mom asks you to have a party at her house and she wants to show you off to all her friends, do it. I always thought, oh, that's so silly. That's like Tupperware. I don't have so much art like Tupperware, but that's a really good way to expand your list of folks that really care. So
I have a few clients that's the only way that they make money. Yeah. They do like maybe five parties a year, and they've cultivated a nice small but appreciative crowd, and they show up and they buy.
Yeah,
not a bad way to go.
And don't let people down when you fill a gallery and you say you're going to send work. You should probably send it.
Yeah.
And the pieces that they requested.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Moving on to your latest project, you are spearheading a mural project in downtown Loveland, Colorado, and you're calling the Art Tools mural. Can you tell us a little bit about how that idea got started? And we're going to go into detail about some of the steps that you've been taking. And we'll also be talking about fundraising for that a little bit later as well. But why don't you just tell us how the idea came about for the Art Tools mural and where you've gone since you got the idea.
Okay. So I have painted a few murals, and usually what happens is the client contacts me and then I go paint, and it I don't get to involve kids because with professional projects, they don't want to insure any liability for, having kids involved. And they also don't think it's going to turn out well when kids are involved, which is completely wrong. But, when I'm getting paid, I kind of do what I'm expected to do. And I don't usually get the opportunity to educate them on how these things kind of work. But in my experience, every time I've worked with kids, they're fearless. And they're also really creative. Even the ones who don't consider themselves art people, they are amazing at, filling in the color and thinking up new designs. I've worked with them in two different ways. On the Art Tools mural, the design had to be done before the kids get involved, so they weren't part of the designing. Mm-hmm. But I've worked on projects where they were, and it's so exciting. It's just so different than... it's different to work in a team anyway. It's just really fun. But for Art Tools mural, I wanted to work with the LISA kids, the Loveland Integrated School of the Arts, because I have worked for them before, and they have a similar funding to Artworks, where they have a limited amount of funds and they try to bring in as many artists as they can to work with the kids. And I wanted to give them this opportunity for free. Mm-hmm. Since I've benefited from their funding, I felt like the community might fund this project and then the kids could benefit.
So how did you find the matching grant that's available from the city?
So that was, I had heard about it. I didn't know who to contact. And so this is another benefit of being in a studio with 28 different artists, is that somebody there has already done something like this. So I asked around. Angela, who she runs she runs Artworks. Mm-hmm. Her and Bree Nielsen run Artworks, and she said we should just make an appointment with the Visual Arts Commission and pitch our project. So I drew it up, and usually I'll pitch a project before I draw it, but this time I drew a nice image so that they could see what I was planning on doing. And then we just came to their meeting and had a short discussion about what the plan was to fund it and what the mural was about. And they loved it and they decided to throw some money at it. So they have to approve it anyway. So no matter whether they help fund it or not, they have to approve it because it's on a public space.
Right.
So
Well, very cool. Yeah. So that was just another incentive to get the thing going.
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting because they're matching funds. So it's not like we were 50% funded from the start.
Yeah.
We didn't have funds until funds came in. So every time somebody donates, I get very excited because it's basically a double donation.
Yeah.
The VAC is pitching in at the same time. So yeah, it wasn't like here's the money, do as much as you can. It was like you have to raise that money. Or the businesses, Loveland businesses that have murals, like Dark Heart Coffee has a mural on the side of their building. So Dark Heart paid for half and the VAC paid for half.
What a great thing. Another curiosity on my part is how did you come up with the concept for the art tools part of it?
Okay.
It's specifically about the tools that you use for making art. But where did that idea come from?
Well, so I wanted to include all the artists in artworks. Mm-hmm. And we have fiber artists, welders, metalsmiths, painters, sculptors who use the foundry. They work in clay. So they have a ton of different tools. We are all using different tools. I found that kind of fascinating. And so I wanted to, instead of depicting them personally out on the wall, I wanted to depict their tools. Mm-hmm. And in that also, I wanted to, you know, everybody's using the same tools that we are. We're just using them for fine art purposes. They're, you know, everyone else is using the same nippers and pliers and, you know, maybe not the same sculpting tools that, you know, some of the clay workers are using, but a lot of the tools are really recognizable. And it's kind of my way of bringing artworks out into the public. Mm-hmm. And then letting the public react to us on familiar ground. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How did you select the wall that you're using?
Well, that was easy. That was selected for me.
Okay.
Artworks wanted the mural and it was, you know, the first step to any mural project is finding a space to do it. And I had a choice of two different walls, one very tall and flat brick wall, and then a painted kind of stucco shorter wall with windows. Mm-hmm. And that wall just me. And so that's what I wanted to start there. It was kind of my choice, and it's right next to Creator Space, down the alley's Creator Space. So talk about a lot of tools. Any Lovelander can go in and use tools there anytime.
Yeah. It's a cool service altogether. The whole maker movement is fascinating and inspiring to me. And it's neat to hang out down there and see what all those guys are creating. It's neat to know that you're able to go in and do your work in there too, you know, use the tools that they've got to create your smaller, your little houses. Uh-huh. And that's awesome. So as far as like fundraising is concerned, I know that you've been really busy working with downtown businesses and with the city and with, you know, different kinds of partners. What are some of the partnerships that have been created to make this mural happen?
Well, you know, going in, I thought, how am I going to fundraise in Loveland? I live in Fort Collins. I've worked in Loveland for 2 years, but I've worked in my studio on my wall sculptures. I haven't been, you know, I've eaten lunch at the cafes, but I haven't talked to the owners. I haven't introduced myself to Loveland, really. And so I thought, how am I going to fundraise this project? I don't know Loveland. They don't know me. But an interesting part of this process is getting to know all the businesses and not just the businesses, but all the employees. Like I've been talking to the cooks behind, Henry's.
Mm-hmm.
They're out there having a cigarette and I'm talking to them about the mural. And so I'm out there every day talking to somebody about, what I'm planning on doing. And people are so excited. We went to, Skimmy's sweet shop. And she was so excited that we were there. She just whirled around the shop, putting things into a bin and packaging it all up and talking to us about how we need to paint all of Loveland. It's so exciting. We need people to come up and visit these art these art spots, and she just, it was great. It's been awesome getting to know everybody, and then, you know, asking them for things has not been very hard. They're very, very generous.
Yeah.
Gift certificate from Door 222, and I was just having lunch there.
Yeah.
I talked to the waitress about my project, and that's how that happened. So, yeah, it's been really fun, and I haven't talked to everybody, and now, you know, I'm feeling a little bad because I feel like everybody's real excited, and I don't want to miss anybody, but I am running out of time. So
the public is also invited to come watch the mural as it's being painted. Why don't you tell people a little bit about where and when they can do that?
So we will be painting, me and the high school students will start painting on the 14th of October, and we'll paint Saturday and Sunday, the 14th and 15th, and then we'll also paint the 21st and 22nd, so two weekends in a row in October. And it coincides with the Loveland Studio Tour. So we'll have a lot of people coming through. Hopefully everybody will come out in the alley and take a look at what we're painting. And we've got a fiddle club that's going to play for us while we paint.
Yeah.
it should be fun. But yeah, I want everybody to come check it out. You can get involved if you want to paint. If you are under 19 years old, you're welcome to come paint for free. We'd love to have you. And if you're over 19, we're asking for a $100 donation to paint. And I can take photographs of you painting, and we'll social media that, and it could be really fun. Mm-hmm.
There's also another event that we need to let people know about. There's going to be a fundraising event at the Laureate Public House in Loveland on September 30th. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so Public House is inviting us from 2 to 5 on September 30th. They've invited us to come and drink beers and eat appetizers, and we're going to do a raffle. I said hourly, but we have so many generous donors that we might go more frequently than on the hour. But we're going to be raffling off gift certificates to Door 222, Rabask, Miss Torelli's Wine Shop is giving gift certificates. Some fine art will be in the raffle prizes, and candy. What else? Oh, we're going to be coloring. So we're going to, I have drawn, and you'll see me drawing. I'm about to draw the other half of it. A black and white drawing of the mural, so we can color it while we're listening to music and drinking beer. And Franklin, you're going to play for us for a little bit.
I am. It's going to be fun. And I'll bring my sound gear so everybody can hear what we're saying.
Oh, yay.
Does that sound good? All right.
You can announce the raffle prizes. Yeah.
So one of the things that we could say is that this is an event that's going to be fun for the family, and kids are welcome, and it's good for kids, parents, grandparents, and no pets. But the pets, we can, you know, just we can send them joy. But in any case, that'll be on Saturday, September 30th at the Laureate Public House in Loveland. Do you happen to know the address there off the top of your head?
Oh, I had it open there for a minute. I don't. They are on. I'll
make sure to put it on the screen.
Okay.
Yeah, they're right across from the Loveland Museum on Lincoln Avenue. Right?
Lincoln. Yes.
Lincoln, yeah, Lincoln's the one that goes north. Yeah.
Yeah.
So is there anything else that you'd like to share with people as far as where they can find you, maybe online, Facebook, Instagram, et cetera?
Yes, I'm always on Facebook, not always on Messenger, but always on Facebook. And Instagram, I'm on Instagram. You can call me. You can call Artworks. stop by. Yeah.
You're there most weekdays, right?
Yeah, most weekdays. I'm a full-time artist, so I'm...
Yeah.
It's actually there quite late last night.
And what about Instagram or any of those other social media?
Yep, I'm on Instagram. Instagram's kind of my favorite. I like I like it because it's so visual. And I'm following a lot of different artists too. So Instagram has a nice way of, you can see what other people are interested in too. Love that. But Facebook, you know, I check Facebook every day.
And did you mention your website?
www.jcmilnermetalworks.com.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it's been wonderful to talk with you, and I'm looking at the time and our time has already passed. I can't believe how fast it went. Wow. Yeah.
Thank you, Franklin. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm so glad to have you on the show, and I'm really excited about the mural and the upcoming fundraiser. And there is a link at the bottom of the page, and there will be a link on the YouTube. And do you want to just say that people can go to your website to make donations?
Yes, you can. The easiest way is you can either Google JC, C as in cat, Milner, JC Milner. I usually pop up within the first couple of things. It's jcmilnermetalworks.com. Mm-hmm. And at the top of my website, there's a bar that says donate to the Art Tools mural. And that will take you to the page that explains, I have a very long explanation of the mural. Like, there's so many details, but it's all in there, and there's ways to donate. And also $75 donation gets swag. So you'll get an Art Tool sticker and a coloring page, and the $100 level gets you a paintbrush in your hand. Yeah, and I'm also asking people to send me names and motivational words that I can write on the tools, so that when the kids have those tools in their hands, they have something to think about, mm-hmm. and that the community has given them. So that'd be great too. And you can send those anytime. Just pop those on the Facebook.
Well, it just sounds like a whole lot of fun, and I'm real happy to share it with everybody I know. And I would ask all of our listeners and watchers to do the same thing, to share this with all of your friends and let people know that the Mural Project is going to be happening mid-October, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun for everybody. Awesome. So thank you, Jenny.
Thank you, Franklin. And I'd like to just say that Franklin has helped me. He's meeting with me every Monday to tell me what to do for the week. Fundraising was not my job. It's not something I've done it once before, and I don't know that I was successful enough, but it's one of those things that can be really overwhelming when you think about the amount you need to raise and the amount of time you have. And Franklin is awesome. If you need somebody to help you along the way and help you make a plan, he's your guy.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it. Well, we will talk to you soon. And for everyone else, thanks for tuning in. And be sure to visit all the places that Jenny has talked about. And be sure to donate to the Art Tools mural. It's going to be a wonderful project, and it's going to really involve a lot of kids, and it's going to benefit the whole community of Loveland and beyond. So thanks, everybody. And thank you, Jenny. We'll talk to you all soon. If you've enjoyed this show, please subscribe through your favorite podcast app, on YouTube, or visit MakeYourOwnWayMedia.com. Are you ready for a recharge, a reset, or a career boost? I offer retreats, coaching, and teaching for creative professionals, leadership teams, organizations, and individuals who are ready to envision and reach their next great possibility. To find out more, please visit FranklinTaggart.com or drop me a line at podcast@FranklinTaggart.com. Thank you. Are you a creative professional who makes great work, but you find it hard to get it out into the world? The Audience Workshop is designed just for you. The workshop has one goal: to help you grow the community who you will serve with your creativity. If you want to give it a try, there are some free tips and tools available right now at www.audienceworkshop.com. If you have questions about the workshop, post them on the Audience Workshop Facebook page. It doesn't have to take all of your time to get your work in front of the right people. The Audience Workshop is here for you, making it easier to find, reach, and serve the people you're looking for. www.audienceworkshop.com